Well, I am so pleased to be in such high company tonight. Merci, and heck, thanks. Let me give you a taste of a essay poem about becoming a poet. On a Sunday morning in July 1973, I hitchhiked from Bob Cajun to Lakefield to meet Margaret Lawrence. When a ride let me off in Buckhorn, I had breakfast at a counter on stools among fishermen. My eggs were scrambled and served by one armed man. I got to Lakefield about 10 o'clock. Most people up that early were in church. I had a clipping from the Globe and Mail, a photograph of Lawrence's house. The Diviners had just been published. I had a copy with me, the first new hardback I ever bought. With the photo to help me, I meant to find Lawrence's house and just knock. Her cat's name was Amber. Her rowboat that her son had painted for her was named C.C. Grant. This she told me as a rehearsed joke. My son is worried that if the boat ever gets away in a flood, I'll never get it back because they'll think its owner's name is C.C. Grant when really the C.C. stands for Canada Council. Canada Council Grant, which is what paid for it. She ended with a slight drawl and swagger, held the moment, then punctuated it with a final drag on her cigarette, a side drag. I didn't laugh when I should have because I didn't know what a Canada Council Grant was. To cover for myself, I reached into my yellow army surplus shoulder bag, pulled out my copy of The Diviners and asked her to sign it for me. It is by such encounters, brash, rude, naive, foolhardy, or accidental, that we discover or select our lineages as writers. I think, too, of Dorothy Livesey late in life, stooping to touch my daughter's hand, blessing her. Margaret Lawrence touched the hand I write with. Otherwise, my pen might belong nowhere, have no family, be part of no continuance. She touched many deeply, and me merely in passing. But without her touch, I might be as if one-armed. I might have to hit myself to clap. I might be silent.